People from across New Mexico gathered at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Artesia yesterday to protest the detention of hundreds of Central American women and children. Ed Williams reports for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico Project.
Women and children who have been detained by the federal government for entering the U.S. illegally waved and cheered from behind a barbed wire fence as attorney Maria Andrade addressed a crowd of around 300 marchers Sunday afternoon. She read from a letter her client had given her.
I am here with my 11-year-old daughter. She has lost 15 pounds here. There is no medicine here. They treat us very badly, and the children are suffering.
Andrade and other lawyers say many of the women complain of a lack of medication and healthy food for their kids. They can't afford bonds when they're offered, and some sick kids have waited days to see a doctor. Attorney Christina Brown shows me a folded sheet of notebook paper covered in a child's handwriting and says lawyers have about 15 letters from women and children who are being held.
This is from the child of this mother, and she talks about mostly how sick all the kids are and how they can't get any medicine in there. They've been giving them Tylenol. It actually took a congressman to come in and intervene to get some antibiotics for a kid that was very sick the other day. So all of our letters say the same. We have about 15 of them written from women, and every day we hear more stories. They're all the same.
Are they giving you these in the open, or are these kind of clandestine trade-offs? How are you getting these letters?
They are very clandestine trade-offs. People come in and pull papers out of their bras because they don't want repercussions from ICE. It's very jailhouse-like, actually. It's sad that they can't freely speak to their attorneys here.
There are around 600 Central Americans detained in Artesia, part of a wave of tens of thousands of immigrants who have crossed the southern border illegally this year. Several hundred have been deported. One 11-year-old boy was released when officials discovered he was an American citizen. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have not allowed KUNM or other news media to talk to the detainees themselves. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams in Artesia.